If you've been to Salt, the Hangar Ballroom, downtown McGivney's, or driven by the downtown Blockbuster remodel, you've seen work by Bauer Clifton Interiors. Their office is on 2nd Street, and just inside the door is a wall-mounted image of the design that won the award.
So we're looking down in the center of a entryway in a home here in Juneau.
Jeremy Bauer is one of the firm's principal designers. The new entryway was part of a remodel of what they call an 80s McMansion in the Valley.
And you can see that the round shape is a very predominant form in this entry here, with a circular staircase coming up on one side. Definitely you can see the challenge of, you know, laying a wood floor in straight patterns there, that we kind of lose the essence of the importance, I think, of the circle there.
Thinking in circles was just one of the design's considerations. Jason Clifton, the firm's other principal designer, says the client's needs were a priority.
We found that they have some really strong ties to family homesteads in the countryside, as do each of us. And so we're able to share those experiences, bond over those experiences, and come up with a plan to establish more of a farmhouse chic design.
Farmhouse chic?
It's a nice blend of some more historical pieces, heirlooms, antique furnishings, intermixed with modern amenities of a brand new home.
But the entryway's biggest influence might surprise you.
Looking at the bottom of a woven basket.
Jeremy Bauer.
It was something that the owner collected and was very fond of. And we had one of them that we took as an inspirational piece laying here on our island here in our studio, that was the piece that we turned over and looked at, and it was when the light went off and went, okay, let's try doing this. Let's try creating a woven wood floor.
With farmhouse chic in mind, the designers found reclaimed 150-year-old American chestnut wood flooring from an old farm in West Virginia. The reuse factor is something the designers like too, says Bauer.
We see that pile of trash getting bigger and bigger out there, and I think that's just something that's in the forefront of our mind, is that, okay, instead of something being thrown away, can we reuse it and give it new life?
And it looks cool too.
And so the product itself isn't perfect by any means, so it's got quite a bit of character.
Clifton holds up a sample of the tan wood that's full of tarnished black holes made by nails, screws, and insects. The plank's colors vary from light to dark brown, and their widths vary too. This added an additional challenge.
So each and every one of those planks was laid out individually within CAD.
Computer-aided design.
With the dimensions, the angle cuts, the direction, everything pre-planned here within our office before installation was considered.
Even though weaving and basketry are several millennia old, they're still inspiring innovation. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.